Testing has been one of the best ways, of course, to stop the spread of COVID in nursing homes. And now changes in who will pay for those tests in Florida is raising some new concerns. News Nation correspondent Brian Enton live in Miami with that part of our coverage tonight. Brian.
Rob, we have seen around the country how quickly COVID-19 can spread if it gets inside a nursing home. The priority here in Florida has been testing staff at nursing homes to keep COVID out, but now there are questions about who will pay for those tests. Jessica Bocanegra visited her grandmother Elsa in her Lauderhill, Florida nursing home almost every week. But in May, Elsa tested positive for COVID-19, and 1 week later, she was dead. Jessica never got to say goodbye.
When I did get a hold of the nurse, she went to look for an iPad. When she called me back, she told me my grandmother had already passed away. That was how I found out my grandmother passed away.
According to the American Association of Retired People, a lobbying group for seniors, during a four-week period ending September 20th, for every 100 nursing home residents nationwide, about 3 residents contracted COVID-19, and about 3 staff members also contracted the virus. It's one of the reasons Florida required all nursing home staff be regularly tested.
Instead of giving direct care to the nursing home, you know, to their patients there. So it's very important.
The state was paying for on-site testing for nursing home staff, but Brian Lee with Families for Better Care, a nonprofit that works with Florida nursing homes, says that recently changed.
I'm a little concerned that Florida did break its contract with the testing company for the nursing homes to be able to pick up the tab. The state was picking up the tab for the tests. They put that responsibility on the nursing home.
Lee says smaller nursing homes panicked after the state stopped paying, worried they can't afford to keep their staff regularly tested. But he says there is a plan. The federal government will send tests to facilities big and small, and Medicare will also be billed for some of the tests.
There's really no one, you know, having to pay out of pocket, except for you and I as the taxpayers, for these tests that are happening in the nursing homes.
How important is it for the staff to be tested on site?
It's critically important for staff to be tested on site. In fact, I still believe that staff should be tested up to 3 times a week.
Experts say frequent testing is the best way to keep COVID-19 out of nursing homes, where residents tend to be the most vulnerable to the virus. About 24% of nursing home residents who contract COVID-19 die, according to the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. Nationwide, there have been 252,939 confirmed COVID cases in nursing homes and 59,626 deaths. The states with the most nursing home deaths relative to their population are Massachusetts, New Jersey, Connecticut, Louisiana, and Rhode Island. For every death, there is a family left grieving.
She was alone in a room by herself. I wasn't able to say goodbye to her. I wasn't able to see her and say that I love her.
Another issue, according to AARP, is a PPE shortage inside nursing homes. They say nationwide, 25% of nursing homes say they only have a 1 week supply of gloves and masks. Rob.
Brian, thank you.